In agricultural news, the United States will host the Chinese vice premier on December 18th and 19th for the 23rd session of the U.S.-China Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will participate in the discussions to address key agricultural trade concerns, including market access issues affecting exports of U.S. meat and poultry products, as well as horticultural products. American Petroleum Institute lawyers are continuing to urge federal courts to vacate the Environmental Protection Agency's requirement that petroleum refiners blend 8.65 million gallons of cellulosic ethanol into the nation's gasoline supply in 2012, because only 20,000 gallons of cellulosic ethanol have been produced this year, and that fuel was exported to Brazil. Over the past 2 years, petroleum refiners have been required to pay $17 million in penalties to EPA for their failure to purchase what API says is a non-existent fuel. Work to explode barge impeding rock pinnacles in the middle Mississippi River could begin as early as next week, about a month and a half earlier than first projected. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, a Republican from Missouri, and two river industry trade groups yesterday said they were informed by the Army Corps of Engineers that blasting could start next week. Removal of the rocks is an important step in keeping the river open to barge traffic. A former employee of bankrupt MF Global Holdings Limited pleaded guilty yesterday to commodities trading violations that drove a $141 million loss for MF Global. Evan Dooley admitted to two counts of exceeding government limits on speculative commodity trading. Dooley, 44 years old, is due to be sentenced in March and faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and a $1 million fine. He has also agreed to pay restitution to MF Global. OPEC oil ministers signaled today that they have agreed to stick to present output targets. The 12-nation cartel is pushing out more than 31 million barrels of oil a day. That is over 1 million barrels more than the ceiling it has previously agreed upon. That output is the highest in 4 years. The average cost of the group's oil basket, a mix of grades produced by OPEC countries, has been above $100 a barrel for the last 2 years. That's a first in OPEC history. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.